Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another edition of the Alex Jones Show. And of course, it's already Monday, the 28th day of February 2005. We're going to be live here for the next 3 hours. And you haven't been on with us in about a month. Paul Joseph Watson, the webmaster for PrisonPlanet.com and PrisonPlanet.tv, will be joining us in the second and third hour. And we'll have, as I said, open phone lines, and we'll cover all of the news. In fact, I want to have open phones today. Any issue, any news item, any topic, any piece of propaganda you want to decipher or cover, it's wide open. 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231, and we'll get you up and on the air. Lord Schwarzenegger is shrugging off presidential bid while still pushing to get, that's right, Article 2, Clause 5 of the U.S. Constitution changed. And this has been their strategy all along. A new book coming out by the Kennedy biographer, an authorized biography, talks about how this is part of their strategy to put him into the White House, but they know how dumb we are. Most people won't read that autobiography, so that is coming up. I wish that was the truth, because then I could spend my time on better things than focusing on Arnold Alos. I'm from Austria, and America isn't my homeland, but I want to be your Führer, Schwarzenegger. A bunch of news coming out about nanotechnology, military use of nanotechnology, the coming scary war of nanobots and nanomaterials, the invisible deadly nanobombs. Yes, this is out of India Daily. And another one here out of United Press International, Nano World, edible nanotech on the horizon. And this out of United Press International. What is nanotechnology? I know most of you probably know, but we'll get into a little bit of detail on that. World government, worldwide anti-tobacco treaty takes effect. And what is it? The beginning of world taxation. But it's to stop that evil tobacco, so they tell us that it's okay. More on the expansion of the national ID card. They have introduced, of course, a second national ID card bill, one passed in December of last year, 3 months ago. They've now introduced a bill that passed the House a couple weeks ago that will radically expand it, giving us a Pan-American ID card, giving the government unlimited terrorism powers. It even has Patriot 2-type provisions in it. Ron Paul has been warning the public about this strenuously. Well, now they've got it in the Senate, and the headline is Diverse Groups Fear Driver's License Bill. So we'll cover that first when we get back. This from the Associated Press. And I also want to get into the situation taking place in Iraq. There have been more bombings over the weekend, more troops being killed. It's just getting worse and worse and worse. But the people in the ivory towers running things just say, hey, we're winning. There's no problem. Yeah, because there's no cost to them, just to our troops. They don't care. And the whole thing was built on the foundation of complete lies. So I want to talk a little bit about that as well. We'll take your calls coming up in the next segment on this Monday edition. 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. And don't forget Infowars.net and JonesReport.com. Stay with us. We'll be right back on the other side.
Alex Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for a New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
For some time now, many people have heard of the benefits of Oregacin, Oreganol, Oregamax, and the many other health products from North American Urban Spice. Dr. Cass Ingram has stated,
extracts of wild oregano, notably the P73 oil, in particular the P73 Oregacin, completely obliterate the human cold virus in 20 minutes in one dose with a 100% kill.
Health and well-being can be achieved by using the all-natural Urban Spice products from North American Urban Spice. Call 877-817-9829 to order or ask for a free catalog. The oils, juices, and capsules manufactured by North American Urban Spice are from the finest raw materials in the world, which is why North American Urban Spice is recognized as the leader in natural herbal products.
The herbal medicine has the exact frequency, the exact chemistry to kill any germ.
Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and start down the road to herbal health. Herbs and spices or doctors and drugs, the choice is yours. Call 877-817-9829 to order your North American herb and spice products today.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, again, it's Monday. We're into the second segment, 8 minutes, 45 seconds in. Wide open telephones, Paul Watson joining us with his report from the Prison Planet in the second and third hour. Hadn't been on with a month, and we look forward to his report and all the news that he's going to be joining us to cover. We'll be taking your calls, of course, throughout the broadcast and covering all the really important news. And it's all posted at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, so definitely check it out today. Diverse groups fear driver's license bill. This is out of the Associated Press. A proposal to stop potential terrorists from getting in to the U.S. and getting a driver's license may turn the license into a national ID card or help the government track gun purchases, opponents fear. Now let's stop right there. The bill they passed in December of last year turned the driver's license into a national ID card. And they do this over and over again. They pass Patriot Act 1, and then when they want to pass Patriot Act 2, they say, oh, it's up to be sunsetted. We need to reauthorize it, when the real sections of the Patriot Act that take our liberties are not sunsetted. So it's the same thing here. It's, oh, we need this to standardize the driver's license. They already did that last year. This new one, and we've read the bill on air, we've had Ron Paul's office on, we've read all the news reports on it, we've got the bill posted. It sets up internal checkpoints. It creates a Pan-American Union ID card. It's got weird language about the White House being able to suspend any law selectively that they don't like and says they're above the law. It's like Alberto Gonzalez wrote it or something. And it actually says that all the states will have to accept the consular matricula card from all the illegal aliens from 30-plus countries. So it actually makes it easier for the illegal aliens, and that's why Ron Paul, congressman, wrote the article, The National ID Card Trojan Horse, because it is a Trojan horse. So the average person reading this article in the Associated Press will go, oh, well, what they're doing here is protecting us from terrorists. It has nothing to do with that. But it does have to deal with every gun purchase being tracked, that is true, being registered, and a lot more. Conservatives, it continues, civil libertarians, gun owners, and others share such concerns about a White House passed bill that broadly rewrites the rules for licenses and is portrayed as an anti-terrorism tool. They fear the licenses, like Social Security numbers, could be used for purposes well beyond their original intent. What do you think the White House and their private companies like ChoicePoint are already doing? 350,000 people. As of last year, I'm told the numbers have gotten larger, are already on the no-fly list. You've heard of the senators and the congressmen and women who can't fly. There's like four or five of them now. That's just people in government, you know, in the legislative branch. 350,000 people, and they just go, sorry, can't fly, we won't tell you why. Bad credit gets you on the list. They have said that the same system will be used for getting a license, which is federally standardized and controlled. These opponents say the measure passed by 261-161 vote last month and supported by the White House even could make it possible for the government to monitor people's movements in the country through a chip in the license. That's in the bill. Oh, I forgot about that part. And then now Visa has announced in the next 2 years they're going to phase out all their cards where they all have a chip in them and you'll no longer swipe them. No, now it'll just read your card. They've already been putting these in easy passes and in transponders and in your car and, you know, in the easy pass at Exxon that you wave in front of the gas pump. Now they get to read and scan you. And then all the goods that you're buying at Walmart or whatever store you're shopping at, they'll all have RFID in them that they've already announced. You've, quote, if you're a supplier to us, you're going to have to put it in or we're not going to buy from you. And then as you go around the store, smart shelves read what you're putting in, and then it tabulates it and attaches it to your name when you go up and pay. And then some say, well, what do I have to hide? If I don't have anything to hide, I shouldn't worry about this. Folks, this is America. Just common sense tells you throughout history that corrupt, tyrannical governments try to track and trace their public. They're minions. They're slaves. And the government's making everything it does secret while taking all of our freedoms. Supporters of this don't seem to have the ability to look beyond how the system they are putting in place can change. They can see how it can metamorphosis into a national ID card, said Steve Lilienthal, director of the Free Congress Foundation Center for Privacy and Technology. The House passed the legislation February 10th. Supporters promote the bill, which the Senate as yet to consider, as yet a way to fight terrorism. Under the measure, states must verify they are giving licenses to U.S. citizens and legal residents. If they fail to do so, the federal officers cannot accept licenses from recipients of those states as proof of identity to get on an airplane or into a federal building, for example. Look, Texas in 93 under Bill Clinton started face scanning, digital photo, and thumbprinting biometrically. Last time I checked, 48 states already have this in place. They've already done it. Now they've just made it the law last year, and they're beefing it up and expanding it this year. Larry Pratt, executive director of Springfield, Virginia-based Gun Owners of America, says the bill hands an open-ended blank check to the government to collect information about people. And it goes on and on. Very long article. You ought to go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. You can go read it there. I got a bunch of other news coming up about supposed nuclear threats from North Korea and Iran. And it looks like the same MO, the same story, again, with Iran that they used on us in Iraq. And at the same time, got a bunch of international banking news and news on the dollar and what's happening there, plus some news on nanotech developments. But right now, as promised, let's go to your calls. Eric in Pennsylvania, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex.
Hello.
There's a few things I want to say. First of all, the other day on Let's Roll 911.org, I'm sure you've heard of it.
Mm-hmm.
I believe you've had a interview with the webmaster, Phil Jahan, before.
Yes.
We had these ads running on there from Google, and Google sent Phil an email saying that the content on the website is too sensitive, so they're cutting off the ads. And then they got into this argument, and that shows that Google is on the side of covering up 9/11, that they cut off the revenue for Let's Roll. I wanted to say that to start off. And next, another thing is, for anybody who likes rap out there, there's a really good artist who spreads the truth of 9/11 in many of his songs. His name is Immortal Technique, so if anybody out there likes rap or has any friends that like rap, introduced into Immortal Technique. He's a very good rapper, and he has a lot of good messages in his songs. And I have two questions.
Yeah, there's another one, Paris. Have you heard Paris?
I'm not sure. I think I might have heard the name.
It's excellent.
All right.
It's all about the New World Order. It's very well done. It doesn't sound like most of that so-called hip-hop. What else is on your mind, Eric?
All right, I have two questions. One, you're always talking about how you always read a lot of this stuff from government documents. Do you have links to those documents posted on your website?
We link government documents on the websites almost every day, yes.
Oh, okay. Like, you say you're always hearing, like, about them wanting to control us and stuff.
Yeah.
Those in the documents. Do you have links to documents like that?
Well, I mean, yeah. I mean, here's one out of about probably 300, 400 articles we posted in the last few years about control. Back in July of 2000, the United Nations was having a UNIDIR, that's their division for arms control, small arms control. They had a gun control summit in New York, and the UNIDIR press release, it was on the UN website that we have linked on Infowars.com, saved on the site, somewhere in that labyrinth of archives. But just type UNIDIR into the search engine on Infowars, it should come up. And it said that civilian ownership of firearms threatens a legitimate power monopoly of the state. But what's a power monopoly of the state? That's when the state has the total power. A monopoly of power, that's called a dictatorship. So, see, there's just one document. There are just countless government documents about how to control populations. Thanks for the call, Eric. In fact, here's another example. I hate to plug this guy's book, but in the Grand Chessboard, written by Zygmunt Brzezinski, just type Grand Chessboard quotes Brzezinski into a search engine, and you'll find the quotes without having to buy the book. And in his book, he says, back in 97, we need Pearl Harbor-type terror attacks. Those would be helpful to get a war going, to get control of the slaves. And we're called the slaves within the empire. And how to get the slaves mobilized, just a lot of chilling statements. I mean, there's countless places, Rand Corporation documents, where they talk about how to control us, and how to give us security by tracking and controlling us, and how to give the government more power. So there's countless documents. So there's Pentagon documents about FEMA camps. There's Pentagon documents about putting microchips in us forcibly. I mean, it's like fish in the sea. Now I'm like standing on the pier here fishing, and you're saying, show me the fish. You just got to go look in my bucket. So look in the bucket, and you'll see the fish I've got. There's a lot of them. It's a bottomless bucket. We'll be back with DJ, Joshua, Patrick, Chris, and others. I'm Alex Jones. Stay with us.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metals holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout. Developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Has anyone told you how the Patriot Acts number 1 and 2 is the groundwork to eliminate all of our freedoms guaranteed to us by the Bill of Rights? Have you been told that they infringe upon the 1st, 2nd, 4th, 5th, and 14th Amendment? This is minimum infringement. There may be more. Is your guaranteed right to freedom of speech, assembly, religion, privacy, and to own a gun important to you? We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Our operators are standing by to take your order.
If you're $10,000 in credit card debt or more and are making minimum monthly payments but getting nowhere, Debt Relief USA has the answer. Call 1-800-516-6567 now. Debt Relief USA has ways through special programs to reduce your principal and interest. You may qualify to reduce your credit card debt as much as 75%. Just call 1-800-516-6567 for a risk-free debt analysis. Stop losing sleep over annoying, harassing phone calls. Don't even consider bankruptcy until you know your options. We cannot help unless you call 1-800-516-6567 today. Our debt relief specialists understand and know the answer to getting you out of credit card debt fast. Just one call will put your life back on track. If you're $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call for a free debt evaluation at 1-800-516-6567 for the relief you need. Debt Relief USA is helping Americans resecure their financial future one client at a time, excluding Maryland and New York.
Straight back to your calls, DJ. You're on the air, DJ. Where are you calling us from? Well, that's probably a very exciting place then, DJ. DJ, you there? Okay, that caller's gone. Joshua in South Carolina. Joshua, go ahead.
Hey, Alex, I guess the DJ is from another planet.
Well, that happens sometimes. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to ask you two questions, if it's all right.
Sure.
Okay, my first question is about Arnold Schwarzenegger. I was watching, I got my friends, they like NASCAR and family, and we was watching about Arnold Schwarzenegger, and everyone in his whole house, except me, because I'm against this stuff, they all cheered. They cheered because he flown the green flag, and he said NASCAR is better, and all of a sudden, they asked him, where would you be rather than NASCAR? And he said, oh, I'd rather be back in my old place where I used to hang out with all my friends.
Hey, I'm totally confused. I don't watch NASCAR, and so I'm ignorant on this. I'm confused. They were talking to Arnold at a NASCAR event?
Yes, this was on TV part, so you probably don't know what I'm talking about, but it was in California, so this whole thing was Arnold Schwarzenegger, everything.
So it was a NASCAR race?
Yes.
And then during, basically the whole event was turned into Schwarzenegger worship?
It was about like it.
What were they doing? They had like big jumbotrons with him on it or what?
Now they had like, big old symbols. And then on the front of the whole symbol they had in the race was a symbol of a pyramid. And my mom says it might be something for autism because they did have something like that.
I'm trying to understand. But Arnold was there officiating?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, look, politicians do this. They know NASCAR is the hottest, frankly, one of the biggest sports in this country.
Mm-hmm.
And so Bush goes and says, I love NASCAR. And then, oh, he loves NASCAR. Let's all love him then. And then Arnold, you know, according to you, went and did this. And it's just more propaganda. But I didn't see it, so I can't really properly comment on it.
Yes, I understand that.
But it was wall-to-wall Arnold worship everywhere. Wouldn't he be a good president? And so you're there with your family, and they just thought it was so cute that he liked NASCAR, too.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir, he did. They did. It was just cheering.
What was Arnold doing? He started the race with the green flag.
Yes.
Oh, the leader. He's so good.
Oh, yeah. We got to like him. Oh, by the way, I want to say this another thing right quick. We are terrorists because we hate Arnold Schwarzenegger. We're terrorists. So, let's say that part. And I was going to ask you another question right quick. You know, on the website, your InfoWars website, I would look on it every day. This is about as much as CNN, Fox News, the bad guys. We looked on the website. I saw something about Uncle Bush.
Yeah, well, there's the former president's brother who's made just tens of millions of dollars himself of war profiteering, and basically, in the past, it's been illegal. It still is, but they just ignore the law. Mm-hmm. You know, their friends and family and themselves are not supposed to make money off the contracts that they get passed through Congress, that they order the Pentagon to give. And it's come out that Cheney actually runs the contracting program out of the vice president's office. I mean, it's the worst war profiteering we've ever seen. Thanks for the call. And it is despicable, but they're just doing it because nobody's there to keep them, to hold them accountable. Let's talk to Patrick in Maryland. Patrick, go ahead. Welcome.
Hi, Alex.
Hello.
Thanks for your work on behalf of Liberty.
Well, thank you.
These driver's license IDs, the no-fly list, and other abominations, they're truly something to behold. I have two questions today. First off, based on your assessments, how much longer do you think it'll be before the government finally abolishes cash? Is it possible this abolition might be accomplished under some type of martial law?
Well, I don't think they have to do that. I mean, it's being phased out, and Visa's going to the RFID chips for your plastic. New projections are coming out by major industry think tanks that study this. Cash is being used at all-time lows. That's supposed to get even, to a greater extent in the next year. Cash is already being phased out. Some businesses are already refusing to take cash.
That's true, yeah.
And then you see all these articles scaring people. Cash is dirty. They could put biological weapons on cash. And again, it's about bringing total control, because when it's digital, it can all be tracked and traced. And then if you're not a good globalist, they can simply turn your ID card off, and then you can't buy or sell, and you're in deep trouble.
One more question. You want me to hold?
Yeah, but what's the question?
Okay, I have your book, 9/11, The Road to Tyranny. I found it very helpful and informative. What I'd like to ask is this. Can you give four or five other books that you feel give a careful and comprehensive assessment and analysis of the New World Order and its real goals and objectives?
Stay there. I'll try to answer the question on the other side. Be right back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Soon the mark of the beast will be enforced. Those that receive it will receive the wrath of God. Prepare yourself. Find out who the beast is and how to avoid his mark with this free book offer. Call toll-free 888-211-1715 and receive the book, The Bible Says, for free. There is absolutely no obligation. No one will call you and your number will not be sold to telemarketers. We just want to make sure you know the truth. Get your free book, The Bible Says, by calling toll-free 888-211-1715. Again, that's 888-211-1715.
U.S. gold and silver coins. Tired of guessing what they are? Which are collectible? Which are bullion? Get your answers where the experts get theirs. The 2005 Red Book Guide to U.S. Coins. As a special offer, Midas Resources will send you a 2005 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for only $22.95. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237. Learn what real money is. Feel real money. Get your 2005 Red Book and genuine silver dollar today. That's 1-800-686-2237.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flow through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 post-filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get 2 sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free. 888-803-4438.
My doctor was truly amazed at the improvements my heart showed after my heart attack. Thank you, Cardivite.
I was having a hard time breathing and had to rest in the afternoons, but since Cardivite, that's all changed now. I've had chronic fatigue for 12 years now and decided to try Cardivite. Boy, it's improved my energy dramatically.
Cardivite.
We all use Cardivite.
Ladies and gentlemen, Heart Drop 2000% Cardivite. Cardivite is an all-natural supplement which is made up of our own special blend of herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. Specially designed to improve your health, come on and care about yourself just a little more with Cardivite. You can find more information at www.cardovite.us or call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822.
Cardivite is a natural thing.
The edge like you've never seen. It makes you feel good. Go to Bikes. They railed against the crown. Another ragtag band declaring independence.
All right, folks, we're taking your calls. And, of course, covering the news, Paul Watson coming up with a two-hour special news report. We're going to cover just probably 50 different stories in the next 2 hours. Coming up, though, I want to get into some of this nanotech technology news. Nanotech, revolutionizing, I'm inventing words, revolutionary trend in our world today. I'm as bad as Jesse Jackson now in inventing new words. But we were talking to Patrick in Maryland, and he was talking about my book, 9-11, Descent into Tyranny, not to be confused with 9-11, the film, The Road to Tyranny. And you were asking about other books. Patrick, there's so many other great books exposing the global crime syndicate, the New World Order. Dr. Dennis Cuddy's books are excellent because they're mainly documents. Charlotte Iserby's book, Deliberate Dumbing Down, about the Department of Education's admitted plan to dumb down our children. I mean, she was the number two person at the Department of Education during the Reagan administration. There are just hundreds of books, and there's so many different subjects they cover that I really couldn't do justice to all of them. But I personally, even though I've written a book, and, of course, Paul Watson's book that I published, Order Out of Chaos, Elite-Sponsored Terror in the New World Order, if we don't expose that governments carry out terror attacks against themselves and their own populations to scare their people into submission, we're really going to lose this fight. That's the key. Problem, reaction, solution. So obviously my book, Paul Watson's book, there's a lot of other great books out there. But I personally like videos even better, because you can show people all the documents and the video clips, while at the same time, most people don't read anymore, and so they'll watch a video. Does that answer your question, Patrick?
Sure, that's fine.
All righty, well, I appreciate your call.
Very much.
Take care, my friend. By the way, did you see this week, over the weekend? I didn't see it. I was driving in my car listening to network radio news and heard a top Russian reporter ask George Bush, the president, well, you're talking about Putin taking everybody's freedoms and crackdowns on liberties. What about America with the Patriot Act and all the things that are happening there? And Bush said, well, that's just ridiculous. In America, we have oversight. The people, if they get up in arms, man, we have to answer to them. And, you know, we have a changing constitution, which isn't true, by the way. So, I mean, it really is hypocritical. And again, I'm not defending Vladimir Putin either. You know, they always set this up like, well, we're good and Putin's bad. No, you're all working for the same people. You're all working for the same system. And we're losing liberty, whether it's in China or Cuba or Russia or America or Venezuela or Nicaragua or Canada. I mean, all Germany. I mean, it's getting bad. It's getting real bad. We live in a country where they went and arrested over a dozen Christians and charged them with terrorism for praying on a street corner. And thank God they had video of it all. They didn't even raise their voices. People go, well, if they did, they should get in trouble. No, they could have been able to scream with a bullhorn if they wanted to. The point is that they tried to put him in jail for 47 years. And the judge finally dropped it. But the point is, the federal prosecutors advised the city of Philadelphia, they tried it. They tried to put him in prison. Anti-war protesters have gotten 2 years in jail for standing with a sign on a street corner that says, no blood for oil, in an unauthorized protest on a street corner next to 500 Bush supporters. They're allowed to stay. This is scary. And the good news is we are defeating a lot of these frivolous actions, but the scary part is they're still trying to do it. They're still trying to push this on us. Okay, now let's try to go back to Illinois and see if DJ is now back to the phone or is able to hear us. DJ, are you there?
Oh, yeah, I'm here.
Okay, welcome. Go ahead.
I wouldn't miss you. Anyway, I don't know what happened before.
That's all right. Go ahead.
But I came across a couple of things yesterday, and a friend came across the, what do you call it, Tim Russert?
Yes.
And
Meet the Press.
Yes, Meet the Press. I don't watch it, but a friend told me about it. A reporter named Marie Dowd was
yes.
one of the three on. And they were cutting her off, leaping her out, and then going to commercial. Now, she had no idea what they were saying at the time that, you know, they were trying to cut out. When they came back from commercial, they ignored anything. I don't think this Dowd, whomever she is.
What was she on? I mean, what was the subject?
I do not know. I did not see it. That's why I'm asking. Did anybody else
but
see
I mean, it? Okay, so how do you know that they were cutting her off if you didn't see it?
That's what my friend told me, and she's usually not wrong.
Well, maybe somebody can call in about it. Here's another question. Yep. I still haven't had time to listen to the NPR show On the Media, which airs throughout the weekend on, like, 700 radio stations or something ridiculous. I haven't had time to listen to it myself. They interviewed me about the Popular Mechanics hit piece.
Yes.
Did anybody hear that?
I haven't heard it. I was looking for it, and I haven't heard it. I would like to very much.
Yeah, well, maybe someday I'll get a chance to hear it. I've been so busy trying to finish
also,
martial law, which is about a day or two away from being done.
Really? There were two things on the History Channel last night about Hitler. And one was about him being on some pretty nasty drugs by his physician, his personal physician. And it really sounded like the same M.O. as Arnold. And then the other one that I caught was about his supposed second book detailing extreme racial extermination. And also his plans to invade America or to go to war with America. Does anybody know about that?
Well, of course.
Whether the book really exists or whether it was just a shill put out.
Well, I mean, Hitler wrote all kinds of pamphlets. Thanks for the call. Of course, Mein Kampf or My Struggle was the big one that helped him rise to power with the help of British and U.S. financiers. Let's now go to Chris in Texas. Chris, go ahead. Welcome.
Hey, how you doing, Alex?
Good, sir.
You enjoyed yourself on this beautiful Austin sunny day?
Well, I'm in a little bitty studio, but I'd like to be enjoying it. It is a perfect 10 day, is it not? And so was yesterday.
Oh, yes, sir. You got that right. Anyways, I'm not here to talk about the weather. On the 911letsroll.org, there's a laser on there, on the laser footage. I'm pretty sure you're aware of that. Have you seen that before, Alex?
You know, I've had the great folks on from that site, and I encourage everybody to look at all the possibilities. But the Pentagon not being hit by a plane, stuff like that, belly bombs, we have talked about it, lasers, all that. I just don't get into it and really focus on it.
Yeah.
We don't censor. People can talk about it all they want.
Well, I was just wondering, is there a way they can track that trajectory from where the laser was coming up from, perhaps?
Well, yeah. I mean, again, sir, I just really don't have any comments on it.
Okay. But that's
what I do have comments on is public officials, Mayor Willie Brown, John Ashcroft, the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Source, AP, Times of London, San Francisco Chronicle, MSNBC, being warned not to fly to New York the night before 9/11. What I do know is CIA insider trading, leading back to Buzzy Krongard, who is now in the Associated Press saying, leave bin Laden alone. This type number three man says, don't capture bin Laden. What I do know is that NORAD stood down. They were running drills, flying hijacked jets in the World Trade Center Pentagon that morning, and the buildings did have bombs in it. And all of that cannot be denied, and is absolutely provable and demonstrable. Larry Silverstein says they blew up Building 7, and that's the stuff I focus on.
Okay. Well, I got you on that. I got one more comment. Talking about President Bush, frankly, I think he's a total idiot, to tell you the truth. I mean, for all we know, he could have been greased in every facet of his life, from all the way from high school to get into Yale and to do. I mean, just because we're
well, it's not for
family.
All we know.
I mean, people
else,
that come
sir,
out,
sir, it's not, sir. It's not all we know. They admit that anybody else would have flunked out of Yale. Dick Cheney did twice. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's just people that come from Yale just don't talk like the way he does. And that's why I think most Americans kind of come to him and agree with him, because he's not too bright. And that's why I think most Americans say, oh, he's like us then, you know. It's just a really, really sad state, and, you know,
that's a mind game they play. Mm-hmm. This is a mind game. Oh, a lot of Americans like him because he's an average guy. He's not fancy. He'd
right.
rather eat a hamburger than, you know, caviar. And then people go, oh, he's like me because people like him. And then we pick up on them saying people like him, and then people believe that. I mean, look, Bush is a blue blood from Kennebunkport, Maine. He's not a Texan.
That's right.
And he's a total fake. He's as fake as a $3 bill.
Mm-hmm. That's my point, Alex. You're right. I used to watch you in 1997, like, you know, back during the Clinton era, as a local cable access over here in Austin. And I remember sometimes some guys used to call in and do the chicken. You would just sit there and just, you know, be really humil. You know, you had so much humility in dealing with a lot of those guys. But you don't get those calls no more, I've noticed.
Yeah. Hey, listen, I appreciate the call. Five, 6 years ago, and I mean, I love to tell this story because it's really the best indicator I've got for people. 5, 6, and now I guess about 7 years ago, on local radio, where I started out. Started out on cable access, still do the show once a week. It's great. But started out on local radio, and the show became number one in its time slot very quickly. Started out with a weekend show, got number one ratings, got a weeknight show, got number one ratings, then got syndicated. But thanks to Genesis. But I would sit there, and they had like 10 phone lines in that studio. Or, no, that's not true. They had 9 of the 10 phone lines hooked up, 9 phone lines. And about half the callers disagreed with me. And I would go to the next call, they disagree with me, go to the next call, they disagree with me, go to the next call, they agree with me. Today, on my own broadcast, on dozens and dozens and dozens and dozens of AM and FM stations, on shortwave, the internet, satellite, I give the number out. We don't screen your calls. You that have called are witnesses of that. We say, what's your first name? Where are you calling from? Sometimes we'll ask how you're listening. We should ask how you're listening. I forget to do that. We forget to do that. It's always nice to know and occasionally plug some of our affiliates out there. Today I do my broadcast, and people call in and say, you're not hardcore enough because this is about the only disagreement we get. You're not hardcore enough because you don't think Jews run the New World Order. Or you're not hardcore enough because you don't think the Catholics run the New World Order. Or you're not hardcore enough because, you know, you don't believe exactly as I believe. Or you don't believe in a national sales tax or, you know, something like that. Or you don't want to talk about lasers being fired at the Pentagon or the Capitol or at the towers or whatever. Again, I believe the New World Order is run by evil, corrupt people, regardless of what group they claim they're with. Are evil people in control of almost every major group in the world? Yes, they are. That's why they're the New World Order. They're smart. They get in the positions of power to control the compartmentalized structures, the pyramidal power systems, that hierarchical system. But it's not just my broadcast, folks. It's every radio interview I do. I normally do about 2 interviews a day on average. Lately, I've been refusing a lot of them because I'm trying to finish this film. But it could be Coast to Coast AM. Big, you know, second biggest radio show in the world. It could be a liberal show, a conservative show, a Christian conservative, a neocon program where the host is attacking me, where they're not real Christians. And almost, I mean, it's got to be 30 to 1. I've sat there. This is such good news. I sat there doing 2-hour radio interviews, you know, on AM stations covering, you know, 10 states for 2 hours, and the host takes 30 phone calls, just boom, 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 boom. And the host is attacking me, you know, on some of these other talk shows, or on shows where they're not attacking me, like George Norrie doing a great job. And I'm sitting there, but on, you know, big mainstream shows, I'm sitting there doing the interview, and the host is attacking me on some of these. And they start freaking out. This has happened dozens of times. What's wrong with you people? Is it a full moon? Why are you all agreeing with this kook? And they'll just end up hanging up on me. And I'll sit there. You know how you'll go 1, 2, 3, 4, you know, four little ones, and then you'll, for number 5, you'll draw a diagonal line through it. And I'll sit there. All the callers that agree with me, it'll be like 29, 30 of those with one caller who disagrees with me. I mean, you talk about a real poll. I mean, you talk about a serious focus group. You talk about really seeing what the people think. I'm amazed by it. I mean, I'll go on the radio in England, in Germany, in Australia, in Hungary, and none of the callers call in disagreeing with me. And almost every caller that does call in disagreeing with me will say, I want to kill you, I want to get you in a jail cell and urinate on you. We're going to put you in a camp. I'm glad there's camps. Like, we've gone and gone to the archives of different shows before and actually grabbed these callers out of it and posted it on the website. I mean, it's a pathology. It's a mindset. When you talk to these people, it's like it's the same person, but it's not. It's the same spirit or mindset or worldview, philosophy. It's incredible. That's the experience I've had. A total shift. A total shift. Now, I still get the death threats and still get the mean emails and, you know, stuff like that. And I still have the mainstream media attacking me like never before. I mean, I'm getting attacked on a weekly basis by national publications. But that goes with the territory. And, every once in a while, some of the criticism is valid. I'm not perfect. Unlike George Bush, when he's been asked many times, have you done anything wrong? He goes, no. Oh, I have. We make mistakes sometimes, not often. And when we do, we point them out because we're about credibility. We want you to check out what we say. Because when you find out it's real for yourself and tangible, we believe you'll take action and save this country. I'm doing what I do because the globalists are criminals, folks, and none of us are safe while they're in power, whether it's John Kerry or George Bush or Hillary Clinton, who Bill Clinton's now out stumping for El Presidente. What a nightmare. Let's go ahead and talk to Jeff in Ohio. Jeff, go ahead.
Hey, Alex, how you doing today?
Good, sir.
The Bible says that God will raise up warriors in the final days, and I'm honored to be on the phone with one of them. I feel that way.
Well, I'm just an average person, just like you, my friend.
I know that's how you feel, but you are a great man. I had two questions. You quote a couple of times about a History Channel program that reveals, I guess, Roosevelt's prior knowledge to the attack on Pearl Harbor. And I was wondering if
I think it's called Day of Deceit.
Oh, thank you so much. Day of Deceit?
Yes.
Okay, and that's where that information
I believe. I'm going for, I think it's based off a book. And I've had the Admiral's son on and a bunch of others.
You've spoken of it many times, but you never actually said what it was. And I listen intently, and you never say exactly.
What I need to do is have those guests back on. It's been years since I've covered Pearl Harbor in detail.
Hold on through the break. I've got a couple other questions.
Sure, stay there. We'll be right back on the other side of this transmission. These important messages. More crass commercial messages, and we'll be right back. Locked and loaded. You know who that is. All right, we'll be right back.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events, and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies, because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Don't worry, this show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. And it burns,
you know, for all
burns,
of my
burns,
faults and the foibles that I engage in, one reason I'm successful at waking people up is the average person looks at confidence. I don't try to be confident. You really can't try to be confident. You just have to be confident. I'm confident in what I'm saying. I believe in what I'm saying. I've researched what I'm saying. I'm versed in it. And so I'm confident. I'm assured. And so when I'm on a talk show, I just tell it like it is. And a lot of us, you know, it's hard to talk about the New World Order and to say all these horrible things and to talk about all these horrible things happening, but it's the truth. And so we're not bad because we're telling the truth. The truth hurts. It's scary. It's painful. But we have to do it. It'd be worse to not do it. Just let this evil, this malignant garbage just grow and grow. We have to tell the truth. We have to take what looks like the scary course, because through that course, we're protected and have a better society. The course of going along with it is the course of stagnation and degeneration and total enslavement. We got to buck up and stand up. You know, it's like when a dog, a big mean dog, runs at you. Run at it. And 99.99% of the time, even if it's a trained attack dog, it's going to turn, folks, because they're not engineered, unless you're dealing with an elephant or something like that. Certain species are different. But you charge most of these so-called predator creatures, including our own species, you charge them, many times they'll turn off. But I know this, if you run from them, they're going to get their blood up. You know, we need to stop running scared. Before I go back to Jeff and Scott and Wyatt and others, seriously, if you want powerful videos that expose the mainstream media's manipulation, that expose the New World Order, that expose 9/11, that expose the occult activities of world leaders, you need to get my videos, whether it's Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove or 9/11 The Road to Tyranny or The Masters of Terror or Police State 3 Total Enslavement. You need to have these films. Please take action. Please call the toll-free number. Get them. Make copies of them. Get them out to people. Affect change. Here's the toll-free number to order. Call right now. 1-888-253-3139. Join us in the second American Revolution to defend the Republic. 1-888-253-3139. Or order any of my 11 films or the other books and tapes I carry at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com via the Secure Safe shopping cart. That's 888-253-3139. And don't forget PrisonPlanet.tv, all my films, dozens of other films, books, TV reports, my weekly TV reports, PrisonPlanet.tv, 15 cents a day, monthly and yearly subscriptions. Takes about a minute to sign up, so go do it today. Jeff in Ohio, finish up what you were saying.
Yeah, I thought one of the most compelling parts of 9/11 was the John O'Neill story. And was it Greg Palast that he released W199I to? Is that the information that you dispensed?
Yeah, Palast hasn't given out his sources publicly, but yeah.
Now, is there any farther peeks into that document than the few JPEGs that have been available on the Internet? Like,
the FBI ordered the BBC not to release any more of it.
Oh, my. Yeah, that's wonderful. So, well, I don't want to belabor
the point. Well, a month before he died, he told British newspapers, I quit because they're going to let Bin Laden attack New York as a pretext to get oil.
Yep.
I mean, he gave interviews. Look, he left the FBI.
Yep.
Said the government's, you know, going to be involved in something. Went to New York to try to protect it, and then died in it supposedly on 9/11.
Yeah, I watched the Frontline story. If any of your listeners want to go to the Frontline and watch The Man That Knew, it is a skewed view of what happened, but it does chronicle if you know the truth.
Oh yeah, it admits all the facts, just puts a disgraceful spin on it. I've seen it.
Yeah,
thanks for the call. Pardon me?
I'm afraid of watching your martial law film. You're going to have me hiding in the basement.
Well, it's coming out. I hope you get it. We'll be right back, folks. Stay with us. Hello, folks.